وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. Once again, we try to dive into the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, and trying to extract the gems that Allah has placed in it. The gems that if we garment ourselves with, it should beautify us in the eyes of Allah and in the eyes of the people. There are gems that Allah wants me to wear and garment myself with. And among these gems is taqwa. We have been discussing this in a number of episodes now, and we would like to continue due to the importance of taqwa. But we trying to relate taqwa to human rights. The verse in the Quran in chapter 5, verse 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنْآنَ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدُلُوا اَعْدُلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. O believers, stand firm for Allah and bear true testimony. Do not let the hatred of people lead you to injustice. Be just, that is closer to the righteousness, and be mindful of Allah. Surely Allah is all aware of what you do. This verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah highlights the importance of impartiality in the pursuit of justice. It teaches me, it encourages me to be objective and impartial when making a decision that affects the rights of other people. Because the ayah says, shuhada bil qist, that you give your testimony truly. Because when it comes to giving testimony and witnessing, that sometimes a lot of things come in my way trying to prevent me from giving the right witness and the right testimony. Why? Sometimes I'm fearful for my own benefits. If I say the truth, this person might harm me, might take my wealth, or might not give me what I hope that he would give me. So I'm constantly fearing for my own benefit. And in this case, I say, you know what? Nah, I'll just say I didn't see nothing, I heard nothing, and I let it go. And this way, what happens is that I'm safe. I don't care about other people. But the other person gets harmed in between. Allah says, if you were a muttaqi, if you had the garment of taqwa, if you had the jewel of taqwa on you, then you would have known, no, I would rather put myself in harm's way just to see justice being applied. So this verse encourages the individuals, encourages me, you, to be objective and impartial when making such decisions that affects the rights of other people. This impartiality helps to ensure that everyone is treated fairly, equitably, regardless of the background and the circumstances, because taqwa means I only care
about Allah. I only fear Allah. I'm only mindful of Allah, and I want to do whatever that is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We were looking at the verse from chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse 8, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, make sure you give the testimony correctly, even when people have hatred towards you or people, you know, are opposing you. So the verse does, in fact, recognize that justice is a crucial aspect of protecting human rights. Because this is what protects human rights, is justice. And Allah says, when you stand up to give testimonies and uphold justice, you need to be firm, because justice requires a bit of firmness. And be firm for justice, or being firm for justice, is an important responsibility for me and you who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to apply the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to take that a bit seriously. By upholding justice, people like me and you and other people will be contributing to society. Contribute to society that in keeping it safe and secure for everyone. The more I and you indulge in making sure that justice is upheld, the more the society is safe, the more the world is safe. The more me and you neglect that aspect, the worse the society will become. So always, the choice is mine and yours. So Allah says, okay, this is something that has to be done and considered. So in order for you guys to have a safe, secure society for everyone, then be mindful of justice. And justice will be applied when a person is mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is what we called taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, also he encourages people to overcome hatred and prejudice, which can prevent people from acting justly. And like we said, when people have hatred towards me, when people are being prejudiced towards me, sometimes my natural reaction, my natural response is to flee. Because I want to get myself out of dangers, out of harm's way, even if it's just a matter of hatred and people being prejudiced. But by promoting compassion, empathy, impartiality, this verse that we just looked at, it aims to reduce conflict and violence. Why? Because it wants to create justice in society, peace in society, harmony in society. When people apply this notion of Allah when it comes to taqwa and being just, then society will be a better place. So this verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, if we want to conclude, it's trying to tell us that taqwa plays a crucial role in promoting human rights by emphasizing the importance of justice, the importance of fairness and compassion, and encourages individuals
to act justly and to seek solutions that are fair and just for all parties involved. Therefore, helping to create the safe, stable, secure society for everyone. And this is exactly what we need. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.